This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Congress officially opened President Donald Trump's impeachment trial Thursday. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
The Senate Sergeant-at-Arms began the proceedings, and House prosecutors formally presented the impeachment articles.
Article 1, abuse of power.
Another on obstructing Congress.
The Escort Committee will now conduct the Chief Justice of the United States to the dais.
When the Chief Justice walked in, you could feel the weight of the moment.
All 100 senators will be jurors.
Do you solemnly swear?
And John Roberts had them recite an oath to do impartial justice. Democrats like Mazie Hirono say they want to hear the president defend himself.
We've heard nothing except him calling it a witch hunt.
Not long after, he used another favored phrase in rejecting the impeachment bid.
A phony hoax.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is disparaging claims by Lev Parnas, a former associate of his personal attorney and political contributor, that he was fully aware of pressure applied on Ukraine to launch an investigation of a political rival. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
The accusations are being made by Lev Parnas, who is under indictment for funneling foreign contributions to U.S. political candidates, including Trump. The president calls them the current hoax.
He's trying to probably make a deal for himself.
Trump says he does not recall any conversation with Parnas, who is also implicating Vice President Mike Pence and Attorney General William Barr, as being part of the plan to get Ukraine to announce an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The governments of countries that lost citizens when Iran shot down a Ukrainian jetliner have demanded that Tehran accept full responsibility and pay compensation to the victims' families. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
The foreign ministers of Canada, the UK, Afghanistan, Sweden, and Ukraine issued the statement after a meeting at the Canadian High Commission on Trafalgar Square. The nationalities of victims other than Iranians included 57 Canadians, as well as 11 Ukrainians, 17 people from Sweden, 4 Afghans, and 4 British citizens. The Canadian Foreign Minister, François-Philippe Champagne, said although Iran had accepted responsibility, Canada wants closure, accountability, transparency, and justice through a full investigation. Karen Chamas, London.
Russia's ruling party on Thursday unanimously backed President Vladimir Putin's surprise choice for Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin, a man with almost no political profile. Lauren Anthony of Reuters reports.
Former Premier Dmitry Medvedev and his cabinet stepped down on Wednesday, making way for Mikhail Mishustin, the 53-year-old head of the tax service. He has little public profile except having been known to play ice hockey with Putin and had not been spoken of as a potential candidate. These factors are seemingly part of Putin's strategy to open up opportunity to diminish the powers of the presidency and beef up those of the prime minister. Analysts have called Mishustin a technocratic placeholder. He will inevitably be viewed as a possible successor to a shrunken presidency, as will members of his cabinet, many of whom are expected to be new to government.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. The U.S. Senate has passed a new, long-delayed North American free trade agreement. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement cruised through the Senate.
The yeas are 89. The nays are 10.
Improving the North American Free Trade Agreement was a key part of President Trump's campaign in 2016. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says people in Mexico and Canada buy $500 billion worth of American goods and services every year.
That includes more than a quarter of all the food and agricultural products grown here in the United States.
President Trump complained NAFTA encouraged companies to move their manufacturing.
Retail sales helped push stock prices to new records on Wall Street Thursday. The Dow rose 0.92% to close at 29,297.64. The S&P gained 0.84% to close at 3,316.89, its first venture beyond 3,300. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.